During my first 2 years at university, I worked part-time in a coffee shop to earn money for my studies. After working there for a few months, I was made team leader on my shift, in charge of 5 other members of staff. At the beginning, I was a bit uncomfortable in this new role, but very happy to take on this new challenge. I thought it would be a good opportunity to learn about operations and develop my management skills. As this was actually the first time I had needed to consider operations and manage staff at the same time, there were a number of challenges. The biggest challenge was dealing with the low morale among staff. I felt low morale really affected operations compared to other shifts. In my attempt to change the morale, first, I needed to find out why staff were so unhappy with their jobs. So, I took the initiative to have an informal chat with them about what went well, not so well, and how we can make it a better work environment for all of us. After the chat, I looked to business management books to better understand team synergy and motivation. I also asked for practical advice from a manager at the same company. Finally, I went to a nearby cafe and noted their operations to see how ours could be improved. As a result, I found that the source of low morale came from a lack of recognition the company gave staff and a lack of ownership in their day-to-day duties. This awareness led to short weekly catch-up team meetings, requests to upgrade the job titles of staff, and introduction of a new customer service reward scheme. The weekly meetings made my team feel I respected them. The job title upgrades provided a sense of achievement and job security. The customer service reward scheme motivated us to all take ownership and to view each customer as more of an experience rather than a task to complete. I'm happy to say staff reported higher levels of job satisfaction and it has even lowered the turnover rate. More importantly, it also increased customer satisfaction, which consistently led to a 35% jump in daily patronage and sales. I think the key to overcoming this challenge was communicating with colleagues and coming up with solid solutions that were not costly to implement.